Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Ah, she's calling it an historic presidential apology. Historic presidential apology is soon coming. What is Joe Biden going to be apologizing for now? Here we go again. Another president going on a presidential apology tour. All right, here we go. He's following in Barack Hussein Obama's footsteps. But what is Joe Biden going to be apologizing for? I was just scanning through the Fox News Radio headlines that we have access to, being a Fox News affiliate here on 970 KBUL Billings, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 1340 KPRK Livingston, 1370 KXDL. Man, if we keep expanding these stations that are carrying the show all morning long, I won't be able to name all the affiliates. All right, just having a little fun on a Friday here. Anyway, great to be with all of you here on this Freedom Friday morning. So Joe Biden is going to do a big apology here. He is going to apologize for something. Let me see here. A White House briefing held on Air Force One as it heads to Phoenix, Arizona, where President Biden visits the Gila River Indian community. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says on Friday, today, the president will apologize to tribal nations for forced assimilation of indigenous children through boarding schools. So Joe Biden is basically going to apologize to Native Americans for what the federal government did a long time ago. You know, the gal who goes by the name Tester will not be reelected. She calls into this show from Eastern Montana from time to time. Boy, she just made a very good point here. Because NBC Montana had a story that they tweeted out about 10 hours ago. The White House says President Joe Biden will apologize on behalf of the U.S. government Friday for its 150-year campaign to break up Native American culture, language, and identity. And she says, well, Joe Biden needs to apologize to Native Americans for the cartels, the fentanyl, and the missing and murdered indigenous women epidemic that his administration has caused the tribes. She says, but that's just my stance. Isn't that just a great point there? I was scrolling through Twitter here, or X here, just a few minutes ago, kind of doing this, a little more last-minute show prep here, but isn't that just a great point? Joe Biden wants to apologize about something that happened decades ago. He wants Native Americans to say, oh, thanks, Joe Biden, for apologizing for something the federal government. Why aren't you apologizing for what the federal government is doing to Native Americans right now, Joe? And John Tester, you too. Why has John Tester never been asked to apologize for fentanyl, for methamphetamines, for missing and murdered indigenous women, for refusing to provide more federal law enforcement resources to our reservations here in Montana and elsewhere across this country? Oh, no. Hey, look over here. Hey, Joe Biden's going to apologize about something that happened over, decades ago. But he continues to force the Mexican drug cartels onto your reservations today. But no. Let's talk about something that happened a long time ago instead of taking accountability for what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and John Tester are doing today. What a great point that she made.
Securing America.
Dodge County, Wisconsin Sheriff Dale Schmidt says the cartels don't have a hold on Wisconsin law enforcement yet, but says it's coming if the border crisis isn't addressed.
If this continues, if we don't stop this, I'm fearful for my family. I'm fearful for the family of those that serve with me.
The sheriff speaking at a House Judiciary field hearing, giving the state of Wisconsin a perspective. He says his department doesn't have the resources to deal with rising crime numbers.
We talk about the sexual assaults that we hear about all the time. You hear about the human trafficking, whether it be sex trafficking or labor trafficking. These are very real issues. I don't have the resources.
Only a handful of Republicans and no Democrats attended the hearing that was oftentimes critical of the Biden administration's handling of the border. The White House has consistently called on Congress to pass immigration reform. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News. Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area today, high temperature readings will stay in the upper 50s to around 60. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, low temperatures from the upper 30s to low 40s, and then back into more sunshine and some warmer temperatures for the weekend. Upper 60s in Bozeman on Saturday with highs at around 73 in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Hey, I keep getting emails, I keep getting phone messages from people asking me, hey, Aaron, with less than 2 weeks to go before Election Day here in Montana, how can we be a guest on your show? Here's how you do it. We've got the phone lines open for you. Whether you're a candidate or whether you're a voter who just wants to jump in on the conversation, Montana Talks is the show where you get to talk. Don't wait to be a scheduled guest. Call in. We've got the phone lines open for you. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10, right here.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I thought we were going to have plenty of time to get to it yesterday. And then, of course, before you know it, we never got to some of it. But that's all right. I mean, that's all right. Don't worry. We'll get to this stupid fascist nonsense that Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton, the evil twins, the nonsense that they're talking about here in the final few days of the 2024 campaign. But I want to go back to something that we had ready to roll for you yesterday. First off, John Jackson, the Joker from Twitter, the Joker from X, he shared this yesterday. He says, I saw probably seven clips from Kamala's CNN town hall on Wednesday night. Crash and burn on every one. It was so bad that even Anderson Cooper was annoyed, and the CNN panel afterwards was trashing it. If this election were held in 2000, in the year 2000, you're looking at a 44-state landslide. Unfortunately, this is 2024. Although, who knows, John? I mean, see what happens here coming up on Election Day. But anyway, let's go back to the Kamala Harris CNN town hall meeting. It was bad. Here's one back and forth with, and I got to say, Anderson Cooper, he actually did ask her some good questions and actually did follow up. So, again, another rare instance of journalism, at least once or twice during that CNN town hall.
2022, 2023, there were record border crossings. Your administration took a number, hundreds of executive actions. It didn't stem the flow. Numbers kept going up. Finally, in 2024, just in June, 3 weeks before the first presidential debate with Joe Biden, you institute executive actions that had a dramatic impact, really shut down people crossing over. Why didn't your administration do that in 2022, 2023?
First of all, you're exactly right, Anderson. And as of today, we have cut the flow of immigration by over half. In fact, the numbers I saw most recently, illegal immigration.
But if
is
it was
low,
that easy with that executive action, why not do it in 2022, 2023?
Because we were working with Congress and hoping that actually we could have a long-term fix to the problem instead of a short-term fix.
You couldn't have done one and both at the same time?
Well, here's the thing. We have to understand that ultimately this problem is going to be fixed through congressional action.
Yeah, so anyway, she is admitting there that, oh, yeah, they allowed, 15, 20 million illegal aliens into this country. And then they're claiming, well, we lowered the numbers. Well, why didn't you lower them in the first 3 years you were in office then? And why are you now basically working to give, mass amnesty, right? Which, oh, yeah, she admitted to that one as well. And that's what she just admitted right there. She admitted that, well, we were trying to get an immigration plan out of the Congress that allowed for mass amnesty for illegal aliens. And so we weren't going to do anything to try to secure the border because we were trying to use the wide open border as leverage to grant mass amnesty to illegal aliens. But again, Anderson Cooper asked her the question there that the liberal Montana media has continued to refuse to ask John Tester. One of you guys yesterday, you were telling me about how you watched this this TV commercial for John Tester. Well, it wasn't a TV commercial. It was the TV stations interviewing John Tester, which is also a campaign commercial for John Tester because all they do is prop the guy up. They never ask him tough questions. But in this TV commercial for John Tester, did they at any point ask him a question similar to what Anderson Cooper just asked Kamala Harris in that town hall the other night? Hey, Senator Tester, you're claiming that this sham of a border bill that you were pushing earlier this year would have secured the border. But, like, why didn't you guys do anything the 3 years before that? I mean, even if that sham of a border bill was a decent border bill, which it was not, it was a sham, it was a joke, it would have continued the invasion, it would have continued funding the NGOs that are participating in this human trafficking operation on our southern border. But even if it was a good bill, why did you just allow Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to keep the gates flung wide open for over 3 years? Let's see. Here we go. And then the other thing here that we can share real quickly before we get to the Farm and Ranch report here. Did you hear Kamala Harris claiming that she did the right thing on the border, that Joe Biden did the right thing on the southern border? Bill Malusian asked President Trump about her remarks. I think Bill Malusian caught up with Trump backstage at the rally. Was it in Vegas or was it in Arizona? I can't remember. Anyway, President Trump, you got to watch the video. I know you're just going to hear the audio now, but you got to watch the video because the look on President Trump's face is like, she actually said that?
She said during that town hall, she believes they've handled the border correctly. CNN pressed her on it. Would you have done anything different? Do you regret anything? And she said, quote, I think we did the right thing.
Now, wait a minute. That she's handling it correctly?
Correct.
She said that?
She said that. She said, quote, I think we did the right thing.
We allowed 21 million people in. We allowed 13,099 murderers. We allowed mental institutions from all over the world. If she said that, look, she's a grossly incompetent person. And if she said that, they had the worst border in history.
The look on his face, I'm telling you, go to x.com/AaronFlint and you can see the video from the Trump war room that I shared, I think, earlier this morning. All right, here's Kamala also telling Anderson Cooper about how she will destroy the filibuster.
Let me ask you, you've talked about codifying Roe v. Wade. That would obviously require 60 votes in the Senate, a majority of the House. That's a big leap. We don't have that yet. If that's not possible to codify it in the House, what do you do?
I think we need to take a look at the filibuster, to be honest with you.
All right, let's hold it right there. More to follow after this. We'll get into the stupid fascist claims and much more, plus some Montana-specific stuff.
Democracy 24.
Crime is on the ballot in California as DA and state AG Harris oversaw measures reducing felonies to misdemeanors and helped sell a proposition releasing thousands of inmates on early parole.
We cannot have a one-size-fits-all approach to crime.
But now many California voters want to roll back those reforms Harris supported. Prop 36 increases penalties, returns many misdemeanors to felonies, and mandates prison for many drug offenders. Also on the ballot, progressive L.A. County D.A. George Gascon, who Harris endorsed in 2020, calling him, quote, a proven leader who give people convicted of nonviolent offenses greater opportunities. Gascon is down 30 points in the polls to former Assistant U.S. Attorney Nathan Hochman.
He has lost the trust of his own prosecutors, law enforcement, victims, and the public.
In Los Angeles, Ray Margenes, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny skies across the area today, high temperature readings will stay in the upper 50s to around 60. For tonight, we can expect clear skies, low temperatures from the upper 30s to low 40s, and then back into more sunshine and some warmer temperatures for the weekend. Upper 60s in Bozeman on Saturday with highs at around 73 in the Billings area. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
There is way too much to talk about. Let me give you some quick headlines at MontanaTalks.com. A Democrat operative busted tampering with ballot drop box in Montana. You can find that story at MontanaTalks.com. Plus, how foreign money is influencing elections in Montana right now, especially when it comes to ballot initiatives. And the Wall Street Journal, why Democrats are trying to destroy a Montana business. Those headlines and more, MontanaTalks.com.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, with ballots being marked across the country, 24 former Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commissioners are urging voters there to reject a measure seeking to ban mountain lion and bobcat hunting in the state. With more, here's our network's Rachel Gable.
The former commissioners, including POLIS appointees, say 127 undermines science-based wildlife management and undercuts over 125 years of investment from CPW that has resulted in both the recovery of and sustainable populations of wildlife in Colorado. John Howard served the commission from 2014 to 2020. He said if the ban were to pass, it's the wildlife biologists who would be forced to manage the lions, much like what is currently happening in California.
The wildlife biologists are having to be the ones that manage lions that depredate or lions that come down into communities and threaten the communities, whether that's people or pets or livestock. What's also happened is because you don't have that hunting pressure on the lions, you see the lions losing their fear of human beings.
California outlawed lion hunting in 1972, and California Fish and Wildlife is still culling roughly as many lions from the landscape annually using government sharpshooters at taxpayer expense rather than hunters, and without any harvest of the meat.
The way then that you're managing lions at that point is at Fish and Game in California, they're managing reactively, right? They're going, there's an incident and they have to react to it. Whereas when you're using hunting pursuant to statute in Colorado, you're managing proactively.
The past commissioners are all asking for a no vote on Proposition 127, which would outlaw mountain lion, bobcat, and lynx hunting in the state of Colorado. For the Fence Post Magazine and Western Ag Network, I'm Rachel Gable.
All right, thanks a lot, Rachel. Now, he also said that managing with hunting as a tool, which is actually named in statute, creates in those animals a fear of humans that works for the benefit of the lions. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
At AgWest, we know agriculture isn't just a business. It's a way of life. So we're here to help operations succeed for generations to come by supporting our customer members and the rural communities where we live and work. From small family businesses to large operations, AgWest brings the experience and financial know-how to help you grow your best future. Find out how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Attention all growers and ag retailers.
Tired of losing the war against wild oats? It's time to bring in the big guns. Avidex and Fargo herbicides from Gowan USA. These Group 15 herbicides are your ticket to controlling Group 1 and Group 2 resistant wild oats and suppressing brome and ryegrass. Don't let these weeds invade your field. Take charge. Contact your local ag retailer today. Get your hands on Avidex and Fargo. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan USA.
Well, according to AgriPulse, the Food and Drug Administration is investigating whether onions supplied by Taylor Farms are the source of an E. coli outbreak tied to McDonald's Quarter Pounders. Now, the chain has temporarily removed the popular burger from restaurants in Colorado, Kansas, Utah, Wyoming, Idaho, Iowa, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. Taylor Farms is based in Salinas, California, and has production facilities in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, here we go. Laura Ingraham last night had a great segment on The Angle on Fox News. She says these Democrats haven't just lost their way. They've lost their minds. They've lost their ever-loving minds. Well, I wouldn't say ever-loving. Their border policy is not very loving, isn't it, with all the destruction it's causing here in America. But anyway, first, she put together this montage where, you know, you've got Kamala Harris calling Trump the F word, a fascist, and then the fake news media falling right in line. You could tell this was the copy-paste narrative of the day.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I also believe that the people who know him best on this subject should be trusted.
And step four, the press poodles snap into action as instant validators with somber faces and dire warnings.
Trump's fascism is the lead story every day. His cozying up to dictators, his obsession with Hitler that has now come out.
I still see this as General Kelly and those other generals, they're still protecting America, right? This isn't about partisanship.
The language, the actions of political rhetoric is 1930s Germany. We got to wake up. This is not hyperbole. This isn't entertainment value.
Oh, wait, he just said it's like Germany, Hitler's Germany, but it's not hyperbole.
Yeah, these people are absolutely nuts. I told you yesterday how Democrats, a Democrat front group, filed that lawsuit to allow people in Warm Springs, convicted, convicts, basically guilty of crimes, to be able to vote. They wanted people that are too crazy to be put into Deer Lodge to be allowed to vote if they're in Warm Springs. Anyway, here's what Laura had to say about these fascist claims.
Now, think about it. The Democrats, they're the party that allowed anti-Semitism on college campuses to fester and to grow. And it's the party where, look, Jewish students didn't feel safe walking to their own dorm rooms. And the party's claiming that Trump now has a Hitler-esque fascination. These people haven't just lost their way. They've apparently lost their minds. And while it is tempting to just kind of laugh in their faces, given the sheer absurdity and the venality of all this, there may be something deeper and more sinister to what they're spewing. Now, while we know that most people will tune out these hideous smears, some will believe them. There are whack jobs out there with hero complexes who will listen and believe it is their duty to stop Trump by any means necessary.
Yeah, I think the other thing, and this is also what Laura Ingraham was referring to last night, is they are ratcheting up their rhetoric because they're trying to ratchet up the crazies, their Antifa types. You know, the base of their party that was burning, looting, rioting all across America throughout the year 2020. She is trying to get these people all ginned up in the event she loses. They want the... That's a great message on the Montana Talks app. We were talking about how Joe Biden is going to apologize for the federal government's history with Native Americans. And, you know, I mentioned it. The gal who goes by the name Tester will not be reelected on X made a great point, which is why isn't Joe Biden apologizing for what his federal government, what his administration is doing to Native Americans right now with these open borders? Tim in Billings says, I want an apology from the federal government for selling out our economy to the Federal Reserve, for imposing a federal income tax, for continuing to drag Americans into endless forever wars where we end up fighting the people we once trained and armed over and over and over. Yeah, Tim, yeah, when do we get our apology for all of the money that the federal government is taking out of our pockets? Great, great point there. Let's go to Nancy in Roundup on the phone lines. What's going on, Nancy?
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks. I have a quick comment about the filibuster and a short Montana ghost story from the Little Bighorn. So if you want to have the time, Google Second Lieutenant Benjamin Hodgson. He was with the U.S. 7th Cavalry at the Little Bighorn with Custer. You can see who I'm talking about. But the filibuster, this Kamala Harris was in the Senate, California Senate, for how many years? And she's so stupid. She said if she doesn't get her way during this Anderson Cooper interview. She's going to, from the House, she's going to look at the filibuster. Well, the House doesn't have a filibuster. That only happens in the Senate. So this proves how stupid and clueless this woman actually is. So now I want to get into our exciting ghost story. This is a Freedom Friday, and I thought it would be appropriate to share. And God bless all our men and women in uniform wherever you're at. But let's go back to June 25th, 1876, at the Little Bighorn battle. And Major Marcus Reno had a unit, and his adjutant was Second Lieutenant Benjamin Hodson. And they were in the River Valley fighting, and Major Marcus was a very incompetent commander. He was he had lost his courage. He was seen drinking whiskey from a flask on the battlefield, and he gave two orders. He gave one to retreat, and then he rescinded that order, and Lieutenant Benjamin Hodson didn't hear the second order, so he was leading his men across the Little Bighorn River, and he was shot in the hip and fell into the river, and then he yelled out, "For God's sakes, don't leave me here." And one of the other troopers came back for him. He offered him his stirrup, and as he was being dragged out of the river, they were both fatally shot by the enemy. Well, Lieutenant Hodson's ghost has been seen by visitors and also park rangers at the Little Bighorn. And one of the most...
Yeah, we got to hold it there. We got to take a hard break. But, yeah, no, folks, I'll tell you what, if you've never been to the Little Bighorn battlefield, if you've never been to the reenactment that they do, it's incredible. It is something you've got to check out. All right, thanks for the call.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, we got a bunch of messages that came in on the Montana Talks app. Let me check these ones out here because a bunch of them came in within the last 24 hours or so here. But let me jump in. Yeah, I'll check that out. But let me jump in another big story of the day here that we got to get to. Man, there is so much ground that we got to cover for you here. Not just the national stuff, local stuff here in Montana. For those of you early risers that join us here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, or maybe you're just coming off the late night shift. Yesterday, later in the morning, I got a chance to catch up with State Senator Greg Hertz. I talked yesterday in this 6 o'clock hour about the Soviet style show trial against Attorney General Austin Knutson and exactly what they have been trying to do to President Donald J. Trump at the national level is exactly what the radical left Democrats that control the Montana Supreme Court have been trying to do here at the local level against Attorney General Austin Knutson. Anyway, State Senator Greg Hertz was following this Soviet-style show trial. Not only that, but he knows all of the background, and he joined us for the opening segment of the 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday.
Sure, yeah, it's a pleasure to be on, Aaron, and just to talk about, you know, this politically charged, motivated attack on our very popular Attorney General Austin Knutson. They recommended yesterday after a kangaroo court hearing that his license be suspended for 90 days, just weeks out from the election. You know, this all started in 21 when a California lawyer filed complaints against the attorney general. And then in 22, they hired Daniel McLean, a well-respected lawyer in Montana. And basically he said, you know, we shouldn't be doing anything here other than maybe issue a letter to the attorney general admonishing him for his comments. But that wasn't good enough for the Democrats. Oh, no. They went out and hired a new attorney. Trumped up these charges, just like they're attacking President Trump, and went after our attorney general just weeks before the election.
Yeah, this is outrageous. At less than 2 weeks to go before the election, they're recommending that basically he be suspended for 90 days of his law license. Well, to be the attorney general, you have to have a law license. So they are trying to strip Montanans of our votes, A. B, less than 2 weeks to go before the election, they are committing election interference here. It seems very clear.
They sure are. I mean, and this is right out of the playbook from the Democrats all election cycle. This is probably one of the worst election cycles I've seen since 2012, where they're just out there lying, cheating, and trying to steal elections. They can't beat Republicans on policy across the state. So they have to revert to things like this lawfare here and trying to get rid of our attorney general on some trumped up charges. And it's just, you know, it's really pathetic what the Montana Democrats have gone to in trying to win elections.
All right. And the other thing that we're seeing here is the same desperation that is used against President Donald Trump is the same desperation that is being used against Attorney General Austin Knutson. It's the same desperation that is being used against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. There was a great, a Daily Wire headline here that ties it all together very well. Where did I put it here? Oh, yeah, here we go. TheDailyWire.com. All of the Democrats' October surprises against Trump have fallen apart. Nobody is surprised at all these last-minute desperate attempts by the Democrats, by their buddies in the media, to try to tear down Donald Trump with some sort of October surprise. Nobody is surprised at this phony Office of Disciplinary Counsel here in Montana that's going after Attorney General Austin Knutson. Nobody is surprised at the liberal media continuing to try to throw out these last-minute attacks at Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. We're not surprised by any of this. It's so obvious how they have lost their minds, to go back to what Laura Ingraham said earlier. All right, a little bit more with State Senator Greg Hertz here. And then I think the most important question was, okay, well, what will the legislature do about it? What will we as Montanans do about this corruption at the Montana Supreme Court and this whole Office of Disciplinary Counsel?
All right, jumping right back into it with State Senator Greg Hertz. Yeah, here's a couple of the headlines showing the election interference by this kangaroo court commission. This is exactly what they wanted. They wanted negative headlines to try to make Attorney General Austin Knutson look bad. But Senator Hertz, I think this is going to backfire on them. I think Attorney General Austin Knutson is going to have a massive victory less than 2 weeks from now. But that being said, whether it ends up helping him at the end of the day or not, it is still shameful what is taking place right now, especially from this crowd that always likes to shriek and shrill about democracy.
It truly is, you know, and this just sheds light more on what's going on with our judiciary here in Montana. You know, the Democrats control that, and they're using this to go after our very popular attorney general, you know, who's trying to stop drugs from coming into Montana. You know, the border's wide open. Why? Because of the Democrats. You know, so they don't want to talk about policy, and they know Austin Knutson's a very strong attorney general, and most likely will be has further political ambitions in Montana. So they're really trying to take him down at this point in time, which is, it's unfortunate. I predict, too, Austin's going to win by wide margins come the election. And, you know, people in Montana really need to get out there and support our very popular attorney general.
No, you just said something I think is important. Yeah, the Democrats, you know, 4 years from now, you know, Greg Gianforte, he will term out as Montana governor. And a lot of people see, you know, Austin Knutson as the next likely governor because he's done such an incredible job as AG. And so the Democrats want to start falsely trashing him now in anticipation of it. It's just so shameful.
All right. So then I mentioned we had a question from a listener in Big Fork on our Montana Talks app who said, hey, you know, what are we going to do about it? I don't want to just hear a reaction to this. What are we going to do about it? It was a great question. And I thought it was a very interesting response from State Senator Greg Hertz as well. If you missed the full conversation, check it out. It's on the Montana Talks podcast. Or I even broke it out as a separate standalone story. So you can see a headline featuring State Senator Greg Hertz at MontanaTalks.com right now. Let's go to Tom in Billings. Tom, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. First and foremost, the case against Austin Knutson doesn't hold water. If they do remove him because he violated a Supreme Court order, well, wait a minute. Didn't Joe Biden, who is also a lawyer, and Kamala Harris, who is also a lawyer, violate Supreme Court orders about oh, I don't know, paying off student loans, using air flights to bring in illegal immigrants. Greg Gianforte could put a temporary attorney in there. This is called election interference, and it's the liberal left and all the John Tester supporters trying to do everything they can to interrupt the election. It's basically Washington interference.
No, you're exactly right. And the other thing is, they're not even saying that he violated some order. They're saying, well, he criticized the Montana Supreme Court, and he shouldn't be. And that was a point. Another point that State Senator Greg Hertz made here was that, okay, so here they are. They want to be able to criticize the legislature. They want to be able to criticize the attorney general. They want to be able to criticize everybody else, but nobody else better dare criticize them. And I think the biggest takeaway from this conversation with Senator Hertz is that I think more and more Montanans are just realizing that no lawyer should have to fall under this kangaroo court commission. I mean, if they would do this to the attorney general, they would do it to any lawyer out there. Next up, let's go to Tim in Billings. Tim, what's your thoughts?
Good morning, Aaron. For the Montana Supreme Court, the most overturned state Supreme Court in the country.
That's right.
So they get it wrong. They get it wrong consistently. Not only do they just get it wrong every once in a while, they get it wrong consistently. They're constantly being overturned by the Ninth Circuit, which is not a bastion of conservative ideas.
That's a liberal Ninth Circuit, yeah.
Exactly. That just goes to show you exactly how big a whack-a-do job these guys are. So, you know, there's an old saying. You can't vote your way out of tyranny. Voting for the Sons of Montana, that's the first step. But our Supreme Court in the state of Montana needs an absolute and complete reset because they think that they are a separate and superior branch of government. And, you know, they've shown that. But just like you were saying, you can't criticize them. They can criticize you. You want to know who is a tyrannical leader, tyrannical authoritarian leader in your life? Find out who you can't criticize, and then you found that person. And that is the Supreme Court. They are tyrants, and they need to be. We need a reset on our court.
Well, that's why we need judicial reform, and we need to change a lot of the things with the way these Supreme Court elections are done as well. You know, great point about if they don't think that they can be criticized, you might be a tyrant. And Tim is exactly right. They have, like, the worst track record in the entire country.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You think maybe they ought to ratchet down the rhetoric? The reason they can't is because they cannot run that the borders are safer, that the economy is better because everybody knows differently. Everything they buy in every store they go to costs more. Everybody's sick and tired of paying high gas and energy prices. $1.50 more a gallon than you were paying. That adds up after 4 years, and it was even higher at different points. And then, of course, you know, depleting our strategic oil reserves in the process, which was pretty dumb, too. This is what they are left with. They can't say our towns are more safe and more secure because the crime rate has been skyrocketing, even as they tried to hide and alter the numbers. They can't say anything is better off. So that's what they left.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hey, remember the old way of shopping for custom window treatments? You know, waiting around all day to get an overpriced quote from a pushy commission salesperson? Well, those days are over thanks to Blinds.com because they invented a better way. Now, with completely virtual consultations and free samples sent right to your door, you never have to deal with a salesperson in your home ever, ever again. You can always count on Blinds.com to deliver top quality window treatments. Now, from their premium woven wood to motorized shades, which I love, and so much more, you can get unlimited custom window treatments installed, whether it's one or 100, for one low cost. And at Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees. The price you see on the website is the price that you pay. Ordering online may be scary to some of you, but not with Blinds.com because they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com right now. Get up to 45% off on select styles. Save up to 45% on select styles when you go to Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
It's easy to see why many of us don't like property taxes. They are in many ways the poster child for how to design and operate an unpopular tax. Start with the fact that they're hard to understand. We don't pay general sales taxes in Montana, but at least it's easy to read the tax. Next, the property tax is unrelated to your ability to pay. At least when income taxes go up, it's because you have more income, which arguably you can use to pay the higher bill. Finally, there's the way the tax is paid, by writing a big, fat check and handing it over to the government. Many of us pay vastly more in income taxes that are silently deducted from every paycheck under the radar. How can we fix these problems? Consider ability to pay. If your property taxes go up because your house is worth more, you are wealthier, you're just not liquid. You need to sell to tap that wealth. So let's cap your tax bill at, say, the rate of inflation and push the rest of what you owe into the future. When you do sell, you settle up with a collector. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Fox on set.
The National Security Memorandum on AI tasked the federal government with seizing the promise and managing the risk of a technology moving fast.
We have to be prepared for the entire spectrum of possibilities of where AI is headed in 2025, 2027, 2030, and beyond.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says part of the strategy is ensuring the United States is a leader in AI development and working with trusted allies and partners. He warns there is a concern about the way China is using artificial intelligence to spread misinformation and repress its population.
AI should be used to unleash possibilities and empower people. And nations around the world, especially developing economies, want to know how to do that.
The national strategy is intended to build on international AI governance, including an agreement with dozens of nations on tech. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Fox News yesterday at foxnews.com had a big headline, how the Montana U.S. Senate race has shattered spending records, and they broke it down on a per-voter basis. We'll get to that story and more coming up in the 7 o'clock hour of the show, Freedom Friday. Our good friend George Blackard. Let's see, we didn't get the legislative update in yet from the Montana Family Foundation, but we can play it later this morning. That's all right. Plus, I've got several messages to share with you here. Sean and Shelby just made a very good point. Sean and Shelby, when it comes to this Soviet-style show trial against Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson, good reminder from Sean. Be sure to add that Democrats have filed lawsuits against most or all of the Republican attorneys general nationwide. Sean, you're exactly right. This is a cookie cutter attack. This is a cookie cutter template. They have been filing these phony complaints or lawsuits against the effective attorneys general, the effective Republican attorneys general all across the country. And as Joy Pullman with TheFederalist.com has well documented, by the way. Let's see. Eric in Winifred makes a great point. I played the they're calling Trump a fascist montage for you earlier this hour. What a sham. These people, and I said it earlier, and maybe it's because I had read the message from Eric at some point, or I know other people are saying this via X also, but by calling Trump a fascist, by ratcheting up the rhetoric here in the final days of the 2024 elections, the Democrats are trying to whip up their Antifa activists into a frenzy. Eric and Winifred says this, Aaron, just connecting dots, but I think the building crescendo of Democrats calling Trump a fascist will give license to unleashing those anti-fascists, air quotes, Antifa when Trump wins. Eric, I think you're spot on. They are trying to gin up their people into a frenzy. They want to cause chaos, just like they did throughout the year of 2020. Lori in Billings says this, Harris saying that Trump is fascist is playing the same old tune. It's hilarious hypocrisy
considering who she has pulled in to help her repeat the lies her party has expressed over and over for decades. Springsteen, Clinton, Obama, Kelly, Eminem, Cheney, etc., even invoking Carter. Pathetic. Yeah, now she's going to get Beyonce on the campaign trail for her. Like, Kamala Harris is doing nothing more than just turning to Holly Weird, as Nancy and Rhonda puts it, celebrities to try to prop up her campaign right now. It just looks like the dam is continuing to break, and it's breaking in President Trump's direction. We can only hope. Now, I say we can only hope, or we can only work. We can only work. We got a few days left here. It was great. Somebody reached out to me yesterday. They said, hey, Aaron, you want to catch up, grab a cup of coffee or something like that while I'm in town? And I said, yeah, maybe later today, maybe later tomorrow or something. And they said, hey, I'm knocking doors right now. I'm like, hey, that's exactly what folks need to be doing right now, knocking doors to get out the vote for these candidates. Let me see. I need to take my mid-morning snack here in just a second. I've had a great cup of coffee. Now it's time for a mid-morning snack because we get started pretty early here with Montana Talks. And you know what I'm going to reach for my mid-morning snack. I'm going to grab some of these nacho Dorados. That's right. I said Dorados, not Doritos, because they're an ideal protein snack. They taste like potato chips, but they're protein chips. And, of course, I get them from Billings Last Diet earlier this week. I went in, I did my monthly check-in with my diet coach at Billings Last Diet. That's how I stay on track and make sure I keep the weight off that I lost 6 years ago thanks to Billings Last Diet. And I think they got like 20 grams of protein in these protein chips and a ton of nice flavor on them as well. BillingsLastDiet.com, BillingsLastDiet.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Although changing jobs can boost your salary, it can also put a dent in your retirement savings. The majority of people who change jobs wind up putting less of their pay into their 401ks, according to new research from Vanguard Group. That's because many people who change jobs either forget to sign up for their new 401k plan or get auto-enrolled at a lower savings rate. According to Vanguard, over a four-decade career, that means as much as $300,000 less in retirement wealth for someone with average pay. Financial advisors recommend that people start saving money in 401k accounts early in their careers and increase their savings rate as they get annual raises until reaching 12 to 15% of pay. Unfortunately, when leaving jobs, many workers also break into their old 401ks while others roll that money into an individual retirement account but forget to invest it. So if you're changing jobs, don't forget to delve deep into your new employer's 401k plan. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.